This house used to have a gazebo in the yard reading, "Our Mother of Perpetual Help," with a statue of the Virgin Mary inside. The building on the site began as a home and is one again today, but the gazebo highlighted an important phase in the middle. Between the 1920s and the 1990s, this site was owned by the Redemptorist Order of the Catholic Church. By the 20th century, the lines between Catholic and Protestant parts of town had blurred. The house served as a home for elderly priests, and with the closure of some of the neighborhood's Catholic churches, some Garden District residents attended Mass here, including a young Anne Rice, who went on to buy it from the Redemptorists in 1990, prompting plenty of scandalized letters to the editor. She converted it back into a home and wrote a novel called Violin, set partly inside the house, and the neighborhood Mass-goers moved a small chapel onto Jackson Avenue to attend instead. When the house changed hands in 2021, the gazebo was moved off the site, first to the grounds of the nearby Danish consulate, then to one of the Irish Channel's Catholic churches. The home was designed by architect Henry Howard in 1857. Most of his works, including this house, were in the Italianate style, like Colonel Short's villa, the house we saw first. You'll also notice gas lights on the porch that burn all day and night. Lights like these, found on many historic New Orleans buildings, uphold a tradition that dates to the earliest days of the Garden District. James Caldwell, an Englishman, moved to New Orleans in 1820, and while he made his living as a theater manager and actor, he somehow also found the time for politics, affairs, public rivalries, and a pet project to give New Orleans the country's first municipal gas lighting system. The city of Lafayette was founded just as his enterprise began, and so the neighborhood didn't have to go without light for long. Caldwell's arguable masterpiece was the St. Charles Theater, a staggering Greek Revival building in today's business district, famous for its giant gas chandelier. The theater seated 4,100, more than any theater in New Orleans today, and at a time when the population of New Orleans was only about 100,000. Today it's been replaced by a skyscraper. The theater burned down, although to Caldwell's credit, the fire didn't start with his gas chandelier, but from a small blaze in a wood shop next door. Enormous commercial ambitions like this were an essential part of the story of early American New Orleans, when the city was home to many of the nation's wealthiest people. Since so many of the commercial buildings of that time are gone, today the Garden District remains the best, if incomplete, evidence of New Orleans's era of greatest power. This house was also part of the brief but memorable tenure of Nicolas Cage in New Orleans. He owned it and the famous La Lurie mansion in the French Quarter before losing them both to bankruptcy. He still owns a huge pyramid tomb in St. Louis Cemetery No. 1. Continue along Britannia to this block's last building on the right.